Sure, it's all hope happening in the Joburg Council at the moment. The motion to oust the mayor, Mpopulatsi, has been passed. 139 councillors supporting it. The IFP has decided to abstain from participating in the motion. Action SA councillors are not in council. At the same time, there is currently an application being heard in the High Court. Mpopulatsi is trying to interdict this hearing from taking place today. There is now voting for a new mayor as well. Politics, politics, politics. Have a listen to what Mpopulatsi had to say outside the council earlier today.
We do not recognize today's meeting as legitimate. Later on Thursday, 29 September 2022, the Speaker of Council, Councillor Colleen Makubele, the City of Johannesburg and the members of the Programming Committee were served with papers questioning procedure followed in calling for an extraordinary meeting of council. In our papers, which have been served on the respondents and filed in the High Court, we argue that the notices convening the 9th extraordinary council meeting of council for 30 September 2022 at 10 o'clock, issued by the Speaker of Council, Councillor Colleen Makubele, be declared to be unlawful, invalid, null and void. On behalf of the Joburg multi-party government, our papers will be filed in the High Court stating inter alia that the Programming Committee of Thursday, 29 September 2022 was incorrect. Therefore, its decision to call a council meeting on 30 September 2022 be declared unlawful, invalid and of no force or effect.
So that's Dr. Mpopulatsi explaining the fact that they've gone to the High Court now. That application is being heard at the moment for this entire hearing to be declared unlawful. But as things stand at the moment, she has been ousted. 139 councillors voting for her to be removed. And it looks like Joburg is going to get a new mayor. Tsidi Madia, Associate Politics Editor for EWN, joining us now. Tsidi, good afternoon to you. Talk us through what happened this morning. Who was there? Who wasn't there? What's everyone saying about this?
Good afternoon, Mandy. I think you spoke about how the IFP did not participate. Action SA is not there. In fact, Action SA is currently in a Senate meeting as we speak. You've got the DA also there, but shouting and screaming. If you've got the clip, you can listen to them about how unlawful this particular gathering is. That's as far as the setting at the council is concerned. You touched a little bit about what's happening in the court, but before I even speak you through that, Mandy, I want you to listen to the councillors of the DA in the sitting today.
All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. All those in favour of the motion, raise your hands and we'll count. All councillors in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. I'm going to allow legal to count. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands.
So chaos in the council, as you can hear there earlier today. The DA is saying that there's no quorum, that the newly elected Speaker, Colleen Makubele, should be removed from her seat, that this isn't a legitimate hearing. This is surely now ultimately going to be decided by the courts in that hearing currently underway.
Mandy, I've got news coming in for you just now from the court. The urgent interdict has been struck off the roll with cost. So, Mpopulatsi's removal is legitimate, it seems. So, she is completely out. And a last ditch attempt to bring in the courts to stop today has failed. As you heard her earlier, she was arguing that they didn't have enough time in terms of the notice. But these particular motions stem from August. They are a little bit old. They've been sitting there for a while. She has tried to block the speaker. It has not succeeded. So, I think the way forward now is to look at who gets to replace Mpopulatsi. At the moment, the DA, of course, as you just heard now, saying it's illegal and not wanting to participate. They didn't sign the register, from my understanding, which means that they will not participate, but the numbers are not necessary because the House does need quorum. What decisions have been taken do carry. And I think this places Dada Morero from the ANC in full position to become the next mayor of the city of Joburg.
So you heard it here first, breaking news that that court application, the urgent application, has been struck off the roll, which means very much now that the Joburg mayor, Mpopulatsi, has been ousted. Tsidi, what are we expecting from a new mayor. It's going to be somebody from the ANC. Is that what we expect? The PAC, the Patriotic Alliance? What are we expecting to happen?
Those parties are now working together, of course, with the PA having left the multi-party coalition. I'll touch on what's happening with the PA and the multi-party coalition in a second, but that ultimately means that the ANC that's been talking about how the city's been bankrupt under the DA watch will not take control of the city, supposedly, but they also need to come up with a deal. And we've seen that deal before where they've also had a multi-party agreement where they had different parties, smaller parties, sharing positions of leadership and positions of power in the city. So I think for residents, what you need to look out now for is the disruptions towards what happens with the city administratively speaking. One can make an argument that administratively does function, however, positions of directors and some of the key positions in the city will likely also change with a change of leadership in the political space. So you kind of need to look out for what happens with regards to that. What are the deals that the ANC will carry forward? If you remember 2019, when the late Jeff took over, when Jeff took over, a lot of changes had happened as well as far as leadership is concerned. So they'll have a similar conversation now as it plays itself out going forward about the power change. So they'll also go back to the drawing board, because there is no one who has enjoys control part, complete majority in Joburg. So a lot of negotiations, a lot of horse trading will still continue. But on the sidelines, Mandy, you've got the multi-party coalition partners having a fight all on their own about how did they get here, who did what wrong. I have a letter that was signed off by Helen Zille from the DA, who refused to share power, who refused to reconfigure the coalition agreement, saying that their attempt to do so was purely for political purposes and that the DA would actually rather lose control of the metro as opposed to trying to factor in the PA. The SNS has made an argument that all they wanted to do was to make sure that they make the PA happy so that it doesn't change its support and work in conjunction with the ANC. And what we've seen is the PA taking sides. So the SNS is saying, actually, it's your fault, Dean. You are arrogant and refuse to allow for the PA to have some share in what's happening in the city.
A real blame game going on, Tidi. Exactly what's happening. Tidi Madia, Associate Politics Editor. So where we are at the moment is that Mpopolati's urgent interdict has been struck off the roll with costs. She's been ousted as the mayor of Johannesburg. The ANC has put forward its chairperson, Dara Morero, as the candidate for mayor in Joburg. So there's going to be a vote there. And if you are trying to understand how we got to this point, it's complicated. Essentially, as I understand it, is that, and there's different versions, of course, it depends on who you ask, but the DA says it had an agreement, everyone signed the agreement, it has to stand legally, it has the mayor position, it also should get the speaker position. The smaller parties that are part of the coalition are saying they all agreed that the IFP was going to get the speaker position. The DA didn't want to share its toys, so now it's upset, and the PA flipped sides and joined the ANC, which is why we are now seeing an ANC candidate likely to become the mayor. And there could also be a knock-on effect in the other coalitions in Gauteng as well. It's all a mess. Send me a WhatsApp voice note. Let me know what you think.